Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapters on what du'as should be recited in the janazah salah. And we explained that these du'as, if a person learns it, he can recite it. And outside the janazah salah also, these du'as can be made for a deceased person. And we explained the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is they were all encompassing. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, Allah had inspired him even with the du'as that he would make. If we make du'a, then we'll make du'a from one angle, from where what we see is beneficial. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala inspired him. He'd make such du'as that are beneficial from every angle for the person. What he needs in the qabr, what his family needs, what the person that is making du'a needs also, that is also included in the du'a. For example, Allahumma la taftinna ba'dahu. Wallah, don't test us after him. So that is something that the person that is making du'a needs. So therefore that is also part of the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, tahrimna ajrahu. And Allah, do not deprive us of his reward. Now person is gone, how much of sabr it needs to be made. Person may have been close, sometimes his own father or own child. What level of sabr is needed? So Allah Ta'ala, these moments and these opportunities for getting reward, do not deprive us of that reward. So what the person needs that is making du'a, what the deceased person needs, what the community needs also, all this is encompassed in the Mubarak du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent that what this person will face even after the qabr, that also the du'as are made for. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا صليتم على الميت فأخلصوا له الدعاء رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that when you perform salah for a deceased person, supplicate for him with sincerity. The ulama explained that before this deceased person is placed into the qabr, the janazah salah is the last action that will be done on his behalf. Hence, that means the last action whilst his body is still here, this is the last action that will be done on his behalf. So therefore, one should supplicate and make dua with all sincerity. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَأَخْلِصُوا لَهُ الدُّعَى, that supplicate, make dua for him with sincerity. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْجَنَازَةِ اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ رَبُّهَا وأنت خلقتها وأنت هديتها للإسلام وأنت قبضت روحها وأنت أعلم بسرها وعلانيتها وقد جئناك شفعاء له فاغفر له. رواه أبو داود. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua for a deceased person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for a deceased person, and these were the words that he had used, that, O Allah, you are his sustainer. You created him, you guided him. Talking about the person that had passed away, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying so beautifully, O Allah, you are his sustainer. You created him, you guided him, you took his soul away, and you know best his actions in private, and you know best his actions in public. We have come to you as intercessors on his behalf, so Allah, forgive him. What a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, this person that is lying here, you have created him. You have guided him in that life that he lived. Whatever he did, you showed him, you guided him, you showed him Islam, you showed him the deen, you showed him the way. Allah Ta'ala, you have guided this person that was here. And then, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that you have took away his ruh, you took away his soul. And you know best his private life and his public life. We don't know. We are just coming here with the dua saying, O Allah, we are coming to you as intercessors on his behalf, so please forgive him. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made for the deceased. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sometimes we don't know the duas in Arabic, we can make duas in English, not in the janazah salah now, at the person's qabr, if a person is making dua there, or if a person is making dua from his house and he doesn't know the Arabic words, he can make the English words. However, in the janazah salah, we restrict it only the Arabic words. We don't make English duas in our janazah salah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq in making amal. If we teach our children these duas, we learn these duas, inshallah one day when we are not around, at least they will be reading these Mubarak duas for us, by us teaching them, by us at least printing it, leaving in the house, so that people can read these duas. Very often we don't know. There was one person, very well educated, partner of a big firm of chartered accountants. And once we went to the Qabr, I went to the Qabristan on him. So he's saying that he doesn't know what to read. So please, my father is buried here, please read for him. Imagine. Give a person all the education as far as the world is concerned. When he comes to the Qabr, he says, I don't know what to read, I don't know what to say. So please, you make the dua. Allah give us tawfiq. Together we're giving our children every type of education, knowledge, whatever is permissible. Together with that, we teach them about akhirat, we teach them about qabr, we teach them du'as. At least they'll know what du'as to make for us when we are not around. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.